Come, let us return to Adonai, our God who is gracious and merciful. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Rescue me, O God, my Savior, and my tongue shall ring out your goodness. 40 days and 40 nights you spent fasting in the wild. 40 days and 40 nights tempted and yet unbeguiled. Shall we not your vigil share, and from selfish joys abstain? With you watching fast in prayer, life and freedom to sustain. When our greed and selfishness thwart our loving or assail, Victor in the wilderness, help us not to swerve or fail. May your peace and strength be ours, that your goodness we may see. Send us those angelic powers who acclaimed your victory. Guard and keep us, Savior dear, ever constant by your side, that with you we may appear at the eternal Eastertide. Amen. Light shall break forth like the dawn. Healing shall spring up speedily. If we loose the bonds of all oppression, share our bread with the hungry, and keep the fast chosen by Adonai who redeems us. Happy are those who love God and delight in the whole of Torah. Their children shall be blessed, strong and upright in the land. The households of the just will flourish. Their integrity stands firm forever. A light shines from them for others, for they are generous, merciful, and just. The good lend freely to others and conduct their affairs with honor. They never waver from doing what is right. Their justice is remembered forever. They do not fear evil news. With strong hearts they trust in God. Steadfast and without fear, they will watch the wicked crumble. Open-handed they share with the poor. Their integrity stands firm forever. This strength will bring them honor. But hatred devours the wicked, who grind their teeth and depart. Their hopes all turn to ashes. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Light shall break forth like the dawn. Healing shall spring up speedily. If we loose the bonds of all oppression, Share our bread with the hungry, and keep the fast chosen by Adonai, who redeems us. A reading from the book of Exodus. Say to the Israelites, I am Adonai. I will free you from the burdens of the Egyptians, and will deliver you from their slavery. I will redeem you by my outstretched arm, and with mighty acts of judgment. I will take you as my own people, and I will be your God, and you will know that I, Adonai, am your God who has freed you from the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will bring you into the land which I swore to give to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I will give it to you as your own possession, I, Adonai. The Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I have seen the plight of my people. I have heard their cry. I have seen the plight of my people. I have heard their cry. I have come to rescue them from that place of oppression. I have heard their cry. Glory to the Abba, and the Word, and the breath of love. I have seen the plight of my people. I have heard their cry. I was a stranger, and you made me welcome. Naked, and you clothed me. Sick, and you visited me. In prison, and you came to see me. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. I was a stranger, and you made me welcome. Naked, and you clothed me. sick, and you visited me in prison, and you came to see me.
When you are hungry, and we form task forces to discuss food deserts or proper nutrition for the poor, forgive us, O God. When you are in prison, and we insist on tougher sentencing for crimes and the building of more prisons, forgive us, O God. When you are naked, and we debate the morality of your appearance, forgive us, O God. When you are sick or injured, and we thank God for our own health, forgive us, O God. When you are homeless, and we build mansions for ourselves while preaching the spiritual shelter of the love of God, forgive us, O God. When you are lonely, and we avoid you by promising to pray for you, forgive us, O God. When we seem so holy, so close to God, but you are still very hungry, and lonely, and cold, forgive us, O God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. God of life and liberation, in his teaching, his parables, and his example, Jesus revealed that to live fully as the image of God, each of us is called and gifted to meet the real, practical needs of our sisters and brothers. May our celebration of this holy season rehearse us in living by his values and bring us closer to realizing the freedom, flourishing, and fullness of life that your love offers to us and all creation, both now and forever. Amen. May the Spirit of God kindle in our hearts the love of God and neighbor that is the fulfillment of the law. Amen. Let us bless the world with peace and give thanks to God.
Come, let us return to Adonai, our God who is gracious and merciful.